Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness on the BBC World Service with me, Andrew Whitehead. Today I'm taking you to Burma, now Myanmar, on February the 13th, 1915, and the birth of a baby boy. Aung San, who would become Burma's independence hero, was born into a family noted for resistance to British colonial rule. Aung San was a student when he started to make his name in politics in the Burmese capital, Rangoon, in the 1930s. He was a radical, a nationalist, an opponent of imperialism, and clearly a leader in the making. One of Aung San's contemporaries, 97-year-old Bar A, spoke to me in a rare interview.
I knew Aung San when I was in the university, Rangoon University.
Bar A first came across Aung San as a student, but their paths would cross repeatedly over the years.
I joined the university in 1931, and Aung San joined in 1932. I knew him, but not as a friend, because I was in different hostel.
Student groups were among the most active opponents of colonial rule, influenced by socialism and insistent that the people of Burma determine their own future. Bar A says that even then, Aung San showed the skills that were to become hallmarks of his style and appeal.
He was practicing to be a very good orator. When I was in the university, we used to have Barson give a lecture about once a month in the Students' Union building. In every lecture, when the lecturer gave the floor to the audience, Aung San never failed to say something. Sometimes it was connected with the lecture, but sometimes it wasn't. I think he was then practicing to be a good orator.
Did you admire him?
In a way, you can say, you can quite obviously knew that he was trying to be a politician.
If there's a touch of disdain in Bar A's account, that's hardly surprising. Aung San was a revolutionary, impatient for the end of colonial rule. Bar A, from his country's elite, was more comfortable with the colonial setup. He entered the police service and rose rapidly in its ranks. Then in 1942, as the Second World War raged, came a convulsion. The Japanese army forced the British out of Burma. Under the Japanese, Bar A rose in seniority in Rangoon's police force. Aung San had been in touch with Tokyo even before the invasion, seeking support to end British rule. With the Japanese in power, he became the head of Burma's armed forces and offered his old student contemporary a key military role.
He was head of the Burmese army, so he was in military uniform. When he met me, he said, "Would I join the army?" So I said, "Let me ask my boss, my chief of police." Then he said, "Well, it's okay then, forget about it."
So he wanted you to say yes straight away? And you weren't going to say yes straight away?
No, it was quite natural that I should tell that to my chief. But Aung San wanted me to enter on the spot.
Again, the distance between the two was evident. When the Japanese were forced out and British rule returned, Bar A remained with the police service. Aung San, who'd become disillusioned with the Japanese and fought to evict them from Burma, established the Anti-Fascist People's Freedom League, the most influential Burmese nationalist movement. In early 1947, Aung San travelled to London for talks with the British government.
"My colleagues and I have come to London in response to the invitation of His Majesty's government in order to discuss the constitutional questions of Burma. The demand of our people is complete independence."
Aung San won a commitment that Burma would be independent within a year. But he didn't live to see that promise realised. On the 19th of July 1947, a group of armed men entered the Secretariat building in Rangoon, where Aung San was attending a meeting of the country's government in waiting. They shot dead Aung San and 8 others. A bloodbath. Bar A was at the time on his way from London, where he'd been working with Scotland Yard, back to Rangoon.
"I was on the seaplane. We had to land in the River Ganges because the seaplanes didn't fly during the night. We were put up in a house So on the night of the 19th July, then I heard on the radio that Aung San was killed.
Which radio were you listening to?
I would think it was BBC.
The BBC?
I think so. When I reached Rangoon, 2 days later, the whole town was all quiet and the streets were empty.
Rangoon was in shock. When Bar A reported back for duty, he was entrusted with a role of great sensitivity.
See, about a week later, I was given a secret assignment by the Deputy Inspector General of Police to find out if there was any British conspiracy in the assassination. So I had to investigate very secretly.
There were suggestions, indeed they still circulate, that Aung San's killers had been encouraged by British nationals. Bar A was brought in to question a former Burmese prime minister whose political faction was believed to have been behind the killings.
I had to talk with Uso while Uso was in an insane jail. So I went and talked with him to find out, well, if there would be any clue in the conversation. But he was a prime minister. I was just a very junior, very young policeman. And he would never talk whether he was involved or not. He never denied it. He never admitted.
And did he talk about his friends in London?
No, he didn't. No.
Bar A, to his annoyance, wasn't allowed to question British suspects. His investigation was never completed. The issue of foreign complicity never finally resolved. Usor and several others were sentenced to death for their part in the killings. Bar A had one last police duty related to the assassination at Rangoon Jail when two of the assassins were executed.
To verify that the person who was going to be hung is the right person. Then after hanging, you have to see that he was really dead for the doctor, medical doctor.
So you were present when those two killers went to the gallows?
Went to the gallows, but I wasn't brave enough to go and watch at the gallows. I just waited in the office.
Burma became independent on the 4th of January 1948. The assassination was a dreadful prelude to the transfer of power. Aung San's memory is widely revered today. He is his country's lost leader. He's been an inspiration above all to his daughter, Aung San Suu Kyi, the democracy activist and Nobel laureate. She was just 2 years old when her father was killed. Aung San's contemporary, Bar A, left the police service shortly after independence and went into business. Bar A was 97 years old when I met him at his home in Rangoon, now Yangon, in the summer of 2014. He died 12 days after this interview was recorded. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.